So it's not a homeowner's favorite thing to do, but if you've got a septic tank, taking care of it is crucial. Otherwise, you will have a giant mess on your hands.
Well, that's possible, and here with tips on how to keep your septic system happy is Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating expert for TV's This Old House. And is this the first time you've ever had happy septic systems in your introduction in the same sentence?
That's right. It's a good day.
You know, it is the kind of thing that we'd like to have out of sight, out of mind, but there could be some signs that a septic system fails. What are we looking out for?
Well, if it's going to fill that front lawn or wherever the septic system is, because it's no longer going to perk through the ground.
And when you say perk, you mean absorb.
Absorb. Right? You know, maybe we should do a little definition.
Yeah, whole process, because I think a lot of people get confused.
When the plumbing leaves your house, it's going to have liquids and solids, and it's going to go into a septic tank. And those solids want to remain in that septic tank. And then natural bacteria, fed mostly by oxygen, will break down those solids into a liquid. And then the liquid will continue on through a thing called a leach field, which is a series of horizontal pipes perforated that will be below the ground. And then the remaining water should just be able to drip gently down through the aquifer and down into the ground. And properly used, meaning not overused, not
properly sized for the amount of people,
absolutely.
The amount of bathrooms.
The natural,
right.
And depends on the ground that you're going into and its ability to hold water. These systems could run and run and run and never have an issue because that bacteria keeps on breaking down the solids and keeping things running. But they can fail, and when you do, it's a crisis. Dig up the whole front lawn. It's a major impact. You got to call the local health authorities to be sure you can do the new one and everything else. So it's a big deal. So people that have it, I think 25% of American houses have some form of septic system. And you just want to be careful about what goes down the building, down the pipes. You never want any paints or solvents or anything that could ever touch that bacteria. That bacteria has to stay in that tank to stay hungry. And if you do anything to kill any of the bacteria, all of a sudden you got an issue and you're going to have to dig it up or clean it up.
Now, I've seen systems where they've actually split off the gray water in the house, which is the non-sort of sewage water.
Yeah.
Water, for example, that comes from a washing machine where you tend to have a lot of bleach.
Yeah.
And they'll put that into a different type of field than the septic. And that the purpose of that is to keep that septic field alive and keep that tank alive and the bacteria alive it doesn't have an adverse effect?
There's certainly a better chance of that. They do it for two reasons, gray water. They also do it to save water and use it for creative reuse. We did a story in San Francisco some years ago to take the water from the laundry and go out to a nice, beautiful garden out back. I thought gray water would be a bigger story than it has been. I think in so many parts of this country, water is not expensive enough yet.
But is gray water also shower water and when you're washing your hands?
Yeah. And so really the only thing that's going to go out in the septic system would be the toilets and the building. And there's some merit to that you could just keep that material going into that septic tank, and you know that bacteria will keep running.
Now, when it comes to pumping septic tanks, that's something that we hear very common.
Yep.
There's folks that recommend they be pumped every so many years.
Yep.
Do you think if everything seems to be working fine, you can just leave it alone, or do you think it's a good idea to occasionally open the tank and pump it out?
I don't know. I wouldn't recommend to proactively pump it out unless there was an issue, because if that bacteria is running, I don't want to get the septic lobby mad at me, but if you're using it, you know, using the septic system and you're not overtaxing it and the water is percolating down through the ground and that bacteria stays running, it should last for a long time. It should keep running. It's sort of self-maintaining. But when it goes bad, or when you've got a building that's being taxed, too small of a septic system for too many fixtures inside the building, that tank won't be able to handle it, and then you call the pump guys and get it pumped out and start again.
Now, what happens when you do an addition? Like, say you're adding a master bath. Will that be accommodated by the existing septic system, or at that point do you have to figure out another way?
Leslie, the whole building code ties in the number of bathrooms has to be supported by the size of the septic system. So sometimes the septic system will limit your ability to add additional bedrooms or add on because you would tax the system. So that's sort of one of the measurement devices that the towns have to keep from overdevelopment, because you just don't want to tax that septic system.
We're talking to Richard Trethewey. He's the plumbing and heating expert on TV's This Old House, about septic systems and how to maintain septic systems and how to make sure they do their job. Richard, the system design for septics hasn't changed a lot in the last 20, 30, 40 years. Are there new systems out coming out today that are more efficient in one way or another?
Absolutely. This year on This Old House, we went down to a test facility for alternative septic systems, and the race is on to find alternatives to the standard septic system. Historically, it was either a cesspool where you just dug a big pit and dumped it. Then around the post-war era, septic systems were the rage. These alternatives are quite interesting. We're going to do a story this year about a self-contained sewage treatment plant that can go into any house. So now imagine that there is no leaching field and there's no septic system. Everything happens inside a series of tanks where liquids and solids come
in. Which are stored indoors?
Indoors. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's above ground. And so it goes into the first tank and the solids remain. They add oxygen all the time to sort of keep that bacteria really fed and happy. And then you go through a series of tanks. And by the time you come through the last two tanks, it goes through this membrane that's so fine that only water molecules can pass through this membrane. And what happens is that the water is so clean on the discharge, it can be consumed. It can be drunk. So it's in the scene we just did, it's quite an interesting.
Do you take a big swig of water?
I didn't take a sip of it, but the expert did, and he's still standing. So, but what you could do, now imagine that you could use that water for drip irrigation or lawn irrigation,
sure,
or even use it for the equivalent of gray water to flush toilets.
Huh. That's really interesting. So there's a lot the technology is offering us moving forward in the future.
That's right.
And we may completely, potentially eliminate the need for the septic tank and the septic field in the traditional sense outside the house.
You know, we've got millions and millions of lakes in this country. And there's everybody wants to have a lakefront property. And there's a real issue there. How do you let people live near the lake when their septic system could then leach into it? So these alternatives have great promise for those places, you know, where you can protect that natural resource of that beautiful lake, but still let everybody live.
That's great. Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating expert on TV's This Old House. Great advice. Very interesting. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Great to see you.
All right. You can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.